And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your ba-boom.
He is Jalen Rose. What up, dog? I'm David Jacoby. And on the cool check-in. Center stage on. The mic!
And we're putting it on wax. It's the new stuff.
We're Jalen and Jacoby. What do? We get a people! What they want. Roger Goodell. Partnered up with The Rock. We also have Michael Porter Jr., maybe kind of, sort of, definitely giving away Adam Silver's phone number. But yeah, we start with Antonio Brown. Not only did he return to Hard Knocks last night, excellent season so far, he also returned to training camp. And he spoke about his injuries. Let's listen to him and Coach John Gruden.
A lot better, you know, working towards 100%. You know, it's been a process with the feet. Anytime, you know, you got a lot of blisters and, you know, it's hard to change direction, cut and run and be able to do what I do naturally. But I'm aside from the good foot. I've been away getting a lot of work, so I'm excited to just move forward.
We'll work him back in. Obviously, it's great to have him back. You know, we've had a pretty good understanding in spite of what people think. We've had a pretty good understanding what's going to happen, and now we're ready to get rolling.
You expect him for the opener?
Oh, yeah.
Jalen, what do you think about Antonio Brown's return to camp?
I think John Gruden isn't as enthused about talking about all things not football related anymore. You remember before he was like really excited to talk about how being the head coach of this football team and bringing in Antonio Brown and how he can't wait to coach him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's doing a lot more talking about him than coaching him on the field.
Yes.
And you could tell by his body language and his tone. But for AB, it's business as usual. Shout to Drew Rosenhaus. Look like he's been doing a couple of push-ups.
Shout out.
It's great that business is booming for them. $30 million over the next couple of years. He said he wanted out of Pittsburgh. He made sure they didn't trade him to the Buffalo Bills. He got to the Raiders. They are really in a transition year between Oakland and when they go to Vegas. So if it isn't about winning football games and playoff games, win Hard Knocks, win the headlines, and we are leading our show with Antonio Brown.
For the second day in a row. I mean, he keeps his name in the news, and when you watch Hard Knocks, he's the star of the show. Like, they are winning Hard Knocks right now. I don't think they win too many football games, though. And but do you see his feet? His feet are broken. Like, I'm never going into a cryo chamber. No one's asking me, but I'm never going into a cryo chamber. And if I do, I'm wearing Tom Brady Uggs.
Yeah, that looks some type of way. And for somebody, like he mentioned, that plays receiver, a lot of running, a lot of jumping, a lot of cutting. But, you know, the head coach anticipates that he's going to be ready for the opening game, and I do too. Hopefully fantasy owners can rely on him.
Well, it was the feet first, you know, the cryo chamber and the feet and the blisters, but then there was the helmet. Remember the helmet? AB said he was going to retire if he couldn't wear the helmet that he wanted to wear, and he found a little loophole. If he finds the helmet that he wants that was made within the last 10 years, he's allowed to wear it. So what did he do when he needed something? Took to Twitter. Here is what AB tweeted. He said, I'm looking for a Shutt Air Advantage adult large helmet that was manufactured in 2010 or after. In exchange, I will trade a signed practice-worn Raiders helmet. You know what, Jalen? This sounds like What's Your Number. Let's play What's Your Number. So, Jalen, let's imagine you have this helmet that AB's sought after. You have the helmet. He's saying he will exchange a practice-worn signed Raiders helmet for it. That price seems a little low to me. What's your number to give AB the helmet that he wants?
I'm glad you went there, because initially when I was reading that, as it popped up on the screen, I was trying to see what the prize was going to be.
Exactly.
Like a game worn.
Practice worn.
A practice worn
helmet. That's what he's offering.
Raiders
for your helmet.
For me to possibly unlock his ability to get $15 million.
I need more.
This year.
I need more than a practice worn helmet.
With the headgear that he's going to put on his head to play the sport that he loves. I need more.
What's your number?
Than a practice helmet that signed. So my number, how about tickets to every home game?
There you go. Tickets to every, that's not, you know, I would specify exactly where they were. I would say good tickets to every home game. That sounds about right.
Within the first 20 rows.
That sounds about right. Because this helmet cannot be easy to come by or else you would have
within
one.
The first 20 rows.
Yeah.
Tickets to
every home game.
And I want an autographed jersey. And I want a game-worn signed helmet.
Well, you can't get the game-worn signed helmet because he wants to wear your helmet in the game.
Well, at the end of the year.
Yeah, there we go. Give him my helmet back at the end of the year. There we go. Antonio Brown, if you're watching, that should be the price for your helmet. Well, we're moving on. We've got some more bad news for the Colts and Andrew Luck. You remember he had a little calf strain, and then we thought it was a bone problem. Mm. Well, general manager Chris Ballard explained that it's actually more than that. Let's listen to GM of the Colts.
We got an MRI done in March on the calf, all right, which definitely had a strain, and we knew that. And then in May, he was still having that pain in the lower, you know, right below the calf. So to test that, you go into your specialist and they give you a numbing shot. And if it makes you feel automatically better, well, then there's no doubt that's what it is. Well, that wasn't the case. There was maybe a little relief, but not a lot of relief. So we kind of at that point thought, we don't think that's what it is. We're going to change some things up with his rehab and then try to get moving forward.
Is it me or was that just a long-winded way of saying we have no idea what's wrong with Andrew Luck?
No, he said exactly what was wrong from beginning to end. And now not only the information has to be as close to perfect as possible for public consumption based on your competition, but betting is now legal. So he has to be particular about what's taking place. Especially with what we saw take place with KD in the NBA Finals. But for the Indianapolis Colts, they will never, like most teams, meet their goals without their franchise quarterback.
No.
And so for him to continue to have bumps and bruises going to each season can be troubling. But he is a physical football player that just happens to play quarterback. So I believe if they're finding ways to give him the treatment that he needs and the rest that he deserves, hopefully he's ready to go for opening night.
If he's not ready to go for opening night.
I knew you were going there.
If he's not ready to go for opening night, Jalen Rose, who's going to play quarterback for the Colts?
Jacoby.
Jacoby's going to play quarterback for the Colts. 2019-2020 NFL MVP Jacoby Brissett. You heard it here first. This will be the year. High ankle sprain. This is just going to be like Tom Brady and Drew Bledsoe. Jacoby's going to start week one. And he's going to blow him out. And then he's going to play really well in week two and week three. And then Andrew Luck's going to be like, you know what? I'm starting to lose my job. I need to force myself back on the field. So he's going to play. He's going to say, you know what, coach? I'm ready. And they'll say, you know what, Mr. Luck? We don't need you anymore.
So Jacoby's
we got Jacoby.
Actually about to be the new Nick Foles.
What? Yes. Yes.
He's going to lead
like Tom Brady because he's going to be the GOAT eventually. He's going to surpass Tom Brady.
He was
once Tom Brady's understudy in New England, and then he eventually, you know, with student beats master, he's eventually going to surpass Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback to ever play the position. You heard it here first on Jalen and
Jacoby.
It's time for Soft Mover Boston. Broncos head coach Vic Fangio is robbing us of a summer tradition. Do you remember the Denver Broncos used to give rookies the haircuts?
Yes.
And they did it every year. We got Tim Tebow with the Friar Tuck. They did this every year. I look forward to it every summer. Look at those. I mean, that's fun. That is fun. Well, guess what? Vic Fangio, not a fan of fun.
What?
Now, I do not support hazing in any way, shape, or form. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. I support hazing that is nonviolent. That is, you know, consensual, that everyone's happy with. This seems like a perfectly fine way of hazing rookies in my mind. Soft move or boss move, getting rid of the hazing haircuts.
I think it's a boss move.
No, it's not. You don't even believe that. You just know I'm going to say it's a soft move.
No,
you try to disagree.
The reason why I feel like it's a boss move is because He's trying to establish a culture that over the last couple of years didn't get its goals accomplished. Mm. Even when it had a top flight defense to help lead it to a Super Bowl in Peyton Manning's last season. When you start to get a new job, whether it's in the front office, whether it's as a head coach, you want to try to implement your stamp and your rules on the team. And no better way to do it than to take something away that you feel like ultimately became a sideshow. And it is hazing by all definitions.
It is.
If you're a rookie and you have to do it, you're basically being bullied, even though you're doing it willingly.
Oh, look at you.
I'm just saying.
Look at you taking the moral high ground on a haircut. You know what I mean?
Boom. And would I do such a thing?
Yeah, you
would
taking the moral high ground about my hair? About a haircut.
Well. So let me ask you this.
Okay.
If I played for the Broncos, okay, and I was a rookie.
Imagine.
You think I'll do that?
Nope.
Well, let's get the people what they want.
Thinking about taking my son to a Yankees game. I'm looking at Sunday, 1 p.m. game. So what do I do when I'm thinking about taking Quincy to a game? The first thing I do, the only thing I do, is I go to SeatGeek. SeatGeek is so much better than all other ways of buying tickets. First of all, you look at the SeatGeek app. You can find the event so easily. And then when you click on the event, they have all these little dots, all these different seats. They go out to so many different websites. They aggregate all of the opportunities for tickets. They bring them all in one place. And not only that, they rate them with a very simple system to use. Green, good deal. Red, bad deal. Every single opportunity to buy a ticket also comes along with a rating score of how good that deal is, how good that value is. So you can buy them with confidence that you're getting a good deal. And not only that, you can buy with confidence that your seats will be guaranteed. It is so easy to use, so simple, and it gets me out of the house more. SeatGeek has brought me to more events, given my children more memorable experiences. Give the people around you, your friends, your family, yourself, your loved one, your significant other, your children, those memorable experiences that only live events can give you, whether it's music, comedy, theater, sports. Get out there, make memories. Make them with SeatGeek. SeatGeek will even give you $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase. All you need to do is use the promo code. Right now, download SeatGeek to your phone. Get the app today. Use the promo code Jacoby, J-A-C-O-B-Y, and you will get $10 off your first purchase. That's promo code Jacoby on the SeatGeek app for $10 off your first purchase. Get out there in the world. Make memories for yourself and your loved ones with SeatGeek and the promo code Jacoby. There's some big news that involves some big names, one of which is Roger Goodell in the NFL, the other of which, Sean Carter, better known as Jay-Z. The NFL has announced a partnership with Roc Nation and Jay-Z to boost their efforts around social injustice. Roc Nation will advise the selection of artists for NFL tentpole events like the Super Bowl, as well play a key role in the production and promotion of new music, and help them with some of their initiatives involving social injustice in the USA. Jalen, when I saw this, I said this is a great move by the NFL, and I also said this seems to me to be a direct reaction to some of the negative publicity that they've received around the handling of the Colin Kaepernick situation. What do you think about this move between the NFL and Roc Nation?
And I also think that the NCAA should be taking note, because under their guidelines, depending on what day it is, he would not be able to advise collegiate athletes that wanted to enter the draft a little bit early
and
test the waters. How about that? But this is a standing ovation and a full embrace of the hip-hop culture. Remember when Jay-Z dropped the bars that he was overcharging people for what they did to the Cold Crush?
Yes.
Yep.
This is an exclamation point for that, because he's become not only, you know, a terrific MC with amazing bars, but I could not have imagined when I heard him going back and forth in a freestyle with Big L, and I listened to Reasonable Doubt, that he become the mogul that he is.
Yep.
To the point to now, I think he is the perfect person that can embody a relationship that clearly has been fractured with the NFL and its public.
Mm-hmm.
And why has that been the case? Not only the concussions and the opioids, but also the race relations. And it was heightened by Colin Kaepernick when he decided to take a knee.
It wasn't just Kaepernick. He becomes the figurehead of a movement amongst a lot of players.
Absolutely. And it was also getting the attention of the highest office in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot higher than Roger Goodell's. So this is big news beyond just what happens on the field. And so for the NFL, it's a big leap forward in acknowledging that they need that olive branch. And I believe that he can now be a person in the room. And Robert Kraft was instrumental in this. And I know you talked a lot about the entertainment aspect of it, which is going to be terrific. Because they were seeming to need a pulse as it related.
Maybe they'll have some Atlanta artists performing at an Atlanta Super Bowl, maybe?
Yes. And it just seems like they lost their identity as it related to a lot of their consumers. In particular, their players who just so happen to be 70 to 75% African American.
So here's a question. Like, all right, you won the press conference, NFL. Mm-hmm. You got the press conference. You've got us well celebrating said. You. You won the press conference. But now what? How do you win the game? Like, what happens now? What exactly does this partnership actually mean? What actions will be taken? How will things change?
I'm glad you went there. And for those that are really paying attention and really just have some sort of knowledge of self, this is not an apology.
Nope.
Okay. And it's not an admission by the NFL.
No.
What this is they realize that, I guess, the shield has not been bulletproof. And people have been taking shots at it.
Well put.
And so while the NBA has found ways to dominate the landscape on and off the floor for a 12-month news cycle, it seems like the only time we're talking about the NFL in particular in the offseason, it related to one of those troubling things that I just described. And I left out domestic violences and assaults. And so this, again, when you put somebody really powerful like Roger Goodell and the NFL brand that touches and reaches just as much as, if not any brand in the history of our society, now you open up a window to access people that probably wouldn't be listening to different messages, especially from those that don't necessarily look and or sound like they do.
It just feels like they're like, all right, we've partnered with Roc Nation. They're going to pick who plays in the Super Bowl.
No.
How does it go bigger than that? What does it really mean?
It's bigger than that because they're talking about instituting and supporting change. And change happens on the field. But in particular, it happens in your community where so many people have an opportunity to be beacons for their thoughts, their beliefs. And we're dealing with some turbulent times in our country. And so for those conversations to continue to be had and have meaning with behind them, there has to be multiple faces and diversity in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And that level of inclusion is something that gets us a lot closer towards the melting pot that we hope this United States of America can represent. And I think this is a big step for that brand, the NFL, in partnering with Roc Nation to getting us closer to what we hope is going to be a united front that we can be proud of, as I represent to the fullest Team Roc Nation represent.
I have faith that the people of Roc Nation know what they're doing in this instance, and I have faith that they will, you know, actually activate some change in our society through this partnership with the NFL. And I just hope that this is not just a press release.
It can't be a press release when you enlist Jay-Z. That's where it goes in a different direction. The same person. And if you wanted to just look for seeds around sports, and I'm going to leave out some when you talk about a guy that's almost basically become an entertainment mogul.
Oh, he is.
Just basically pulling strings like a godfather, as he should have that level of autonomy. And so I just saw the Nets are going to complete a sale for $2.3 billion. They got moved from New Jersey. Who was instrumental in helping that move happen? And sat front row, was a part of the ownership.
Oh.
To ingratiate them into that Brooklyn community where he grew up.
Jigga Man.
And at the time, Kevin Durant was a Roc Nation athlete.
Might as well call him Kevin Durant.
And I'm not sure what that exact affiliation still is.
Mm.
You come full circle, who's the next star player on the roster this season?
Kevin Durant.
Kyrie Irving is also a Roc Nation athlete. Saquon Barkley. Todd Gurley. And so how about this for Jay? My brother Meek Mill was in jail not too long ago. Help get him out. and help them get off probation. Okay, so the movement is just bigger than the score of the game. And I appreciate the fact that, as some people may realize, that this level of power is going to continue to have an influence on a lot of people. And I'm glad that the NFL extended this olive branch.
Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
Giants owner John Mara was laughed at when he drafted and the team drafted Daniel Jones. And then Daniel Jones had himself a really nice preseason game against the Jets. And now John Mara is answering questions about playing Daniel Jones. Let's hear what he had to say.
I hope Eli has a great year and Daniel never sees the field. I mean, that would be in an ideal world that you'd like to see that. So, but again, it's at the end of the day, it's going to be a decision by the head coach as to when, you know, or if Daniel ends up playing this year.
If Daniel doesn't play one snap as a rookie, you'd be okay with that?
I'd be very happy about that because it means that we're having a great year and Eli's
okay.
having a great year.
It would be ideal if Daniel Jones doesn't take a single snap from under center. Is that serious?
Well, you gotta play the long game. And I remember so many fans were upset when they felt the Giants had the nerve to bench a two-time Super Bowl champion in Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the people that felt like at the time he deserved it because he wasn't playing like a great quarterback. He was playing like a below average one. And so that's what makes the Giants want to go get a quarterback in the first round, whether they take him at 6 or 17. They was going to do it anyway. Now, what does that mean for Daniel Jones? The team thinks since he's on a rookie deal, we have a chance to continue to nurture him.
Yep.
And if he becomes a player on his second year of the deal, third year of the deal, and he shows his wear, say like a Carson Wentz was able to do, then he's our guy going forward while we still usher Eli into this season and allow him to ride off into the sunset after he has this one amazing year. But I'm not affiliated with their team. I'm paying attention to the other 31 teams in the league as well. And I would assume, besides the fact that they have games on their schedule, they won't be any for the playoffs.
No.
So that means they're going to be a struggle at some point.
Which means Daniel Jones is going to see the field.
Which means that Daniel Jones is going to see the field in one way, shape, or form. But Eli is very durable.
I'm not going to overreact to one preseason game.
You did already.
Oh, wait.
You
already did. I'm totally going to overreact to one drive in one preseason game. Look at my man Daniel Jones. Look at him control the huddle.
No.
The veteran presence. Look at these darts, just lasers to open receivers. Daniel Jones is the future of the New York Giants, and they might as well start a week one.
He has the poise.
He's a natural leader. I talked to the offensive linemen. The offensive linemen really want to get behind him.
They want to get
behind
this guy. They want
to block for him.
There was a time when he was under center.
Jones
and
is a leader.
The defense said something. And he's
Daniel
like,
Jones
coming,
is a leader.
I'm going to come straight for you.
Daniel Jones is the future of the National Football League.
We gouged him for a 7-yard run.
He's the face of the league.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Right now.
The next Phil Sims. Jeff Hosteller.
Moving on. Golden Tate, he won't be catching passes.
Every time you say Golden, I think you're going to say T. That's your game.
Golden T, I love. Golden
T, I can't believe you went to the Nationals and didn't qualify.
T. I tried, man. I tried. That guy was good. Okay. He had a banned substance violation. He will be suspended for the first 4 games. He tried to get the suspension appealed. It was not. It's upheld. Here's what he posted on Twitter to explain the situation. Okay, this is a very long message, but essentially what he says is, I will, you know, understand the ruling of the league, but you have to remember this about the suspension, Jalen Rose. He came to the league. He was getting a fertility treatment, so he brought it to the attention of the league that he was, unbeknownst to him at the time, taking a substance that was banned by the NFL. He brought it to their attention before he ever failed a test, and then he failed a test. Do you think in this situation the league should make, you know, a circumstantial ruling and allow him to play?
There's always something to be said about somebody just standing up about what they did if they anticipate it's going to be wrong and owning it, which you basically described that he did. So for that, I see where your head is feeling like, well, maybe since he did that, instead of giving him 4 games, why don't y'all give him 3?
Sure, or give him 0.
That type of thing.
He came into the office and said, he reached out to someone and said, listen, I'm taking this banned substance. Here's the exact circumstance under which it was taken. Here's what I was prescribed. I'm trying to
I got good news.
Get pregnant.
I got good news.
even though the four games will be upheld, it's not horrible for him.
I know why.
I'm going to tell you why.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Because fans and media, we don't care when NFL players get suspended for banned substances.
Oh, see, I was going somewhere else. If you got four games off, more time to have that child. You know what I mean? More time for that fertility work.
Correct.
More time for that.
Correct. But then, I mean, it's four less checks.
Well, so you can look at it. Not only is it four less checks, this is an interesting wrinkle. This suspension violates the terms of his contract. So his next season, which was once guaranteed, I believe it's $7.9 million, is no longer guaranteed. So it's not just, hey, I'm going to miss these four checks. It's now the Giants, if they don't like the way Golden Tate plays this year, they can release him with no money guaranteed for next year.
Ready for this? They can love the way he plays and still do it. That's the unfortunate part of the business.
It is.
And so I disagree with you, however, that they should consider having it be zero games. Even though he was upfront and let them know that he took something that would possibly lead to him failing a test, he did take something, even though it was a fertility drug that led to him failing a test. So if you give him zero games, the person that knowingly takes something feels like they can now go to the office and do the same thing and try to get zero games.
Well, I think they should do it case by case, but now it's time for News That Matters. Jalen, Adam Silver was addressing the Denver Nuggets. Michael Porter Jr. was there, right in the front row. So Michael Porter Jr. is a young man. He did what young people do. He took a picture on Snapchat and posted it for the whole world to see. Only problem, in the background, Adam Silver's email.
Oh, no.
Adam Silver's office phone number. And Adam Silver's cell phone number. Jalen, take out your phone right now. We're
going to
call Adam Silver's cell phone number. We're not going to put it on the screen because we don't want to do what Michael Porter Jr. did. But let's give him a call. Put it on speaker. A voicemail? All right, let's leave Adam a voicemail. Let's invite him out tonight. Let's invite him out tonight. You ready? Let's go. Put it up. Adam Silver. Mailbox is full.
What?
The mailbox is full.
Well, how are you going to talk? You do the same thing. You don't listen to voicemails.
Jalen.
How about that?
Jalen Rose will leave you 30-second voicemails, and then if you call him back, he will say, listen to the voicemail, and then call me back. Do you think Adam Silver listens to voicemails?
No. That's why it's full.
You know what? You know what? If I can't get to his voicemail, I must write him a strongly worded email. You'll never believe this. The Dallas Cowboys are in the news.
No.
You'll never believe this.
No.
We're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys on the Entertainment Programming Sports Network. And it involves Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, and Dak Prescott's contracts. Jerry Jones has been in front of microphones speaking about these three contracts all summer long.
What are his jobs with the team?
He is the owner.
Mm-hmm. Check.
The governor, whatever we're calling it.
Check.
And here's what the latest he had to say about him and these contracts and his experience in the past. And buckle up, because it's about to get really weird. Let's listen to Jerry Jones.
Picture if you were a driver of a car and you had a wreck and your hand was almost severed off, but you didn't understand your anatomy. You look down, you're spurting blood, you open the door and run to the woods and either die bleeding to death or shock. The educated man looks down, knows his anatomy, squeezes and knows his best chance is to wait for help. That's because he's been there a lot and done that. And so I'm waiting, I'm squeezing and waiting for help.
Is that a failed test? Does Roger Goodell need to send a drug test to Jerry Jones? Again, let me just paraphrase what Jerry Jones said. This contract situation is like being in a car wreck, severing your hand, and instead of running in the woods and bleeding to death, he's been there before, he understands his anatomy, and he's squeezing his hand and waiting for help. What just happened?
I got a better one for you, Jerry, to use in the future.
No. That was the perfect analogy right there.
No,
that was absolutely perfect. I understood everything he was trying to convey right there.
Knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. Wisdom is knowing not to put it in the fruit salad.
That's pretty good. But, Jalen,
that's one you can run with, Jerry, if you would like.
This
thought about car accidents and severed hands. It's almost like
he's
watching.
What is he talking about?
What was he watching? Friday the 13th?
What
last
is he
night?
Even talking about?
You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is.
What happened?
During negotiations, I got a conspiracy theory.
Oh, conspiracy Jalen's here?
Jerry Jones was watching The Godfather. And he probably saw the episode and the scene
with the horse head in the bed.
Make him an offer he can't refuse.
Make him an offer he can't refuse.
Jalen, I wish you the best in all things. But let's just imagine a hypothetical situation in which you got into a car wreck and your hand was severed and you were bleeding. Would you just sit there and squeeze it?
No, I would drive to the hospital.
Yeah, I'm probably driving to the hospital. I'm probably calling 911. He's like, I've been there before. I understand my anatomy.
You get out
anatomy.
Of the car and you walk
you
in the woods.
Sit there and squeeze
you
it.
You sit there until you die.
I never want to be in a car accident with Jerry Jones.
No.
Like, I'm going to call 911. No. He's like, no, just sit there, dog. Just sit there.
You got to talk to him about some survival tactics.
Yeah, for real.
He clearly.
Yeah. Jerry.
Yeah.
Jerry. I don't know about that. But what's that have to do with the contracts again, Jerry? I don't really understand this.
Here's what's going to happen. You ready for this?
What's that?
The Cowboys, I'm going to give you some game. Have the weakest schedule the first 3 weeks of the NFL season.
Oh, I like what you're doing here. Oh, where'd you get this?
They're going to go into the year and they hope, and pray that they will go 3-0. Then they're going to look up. Dak's going to be playing well because he's in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
If they're 3-0, that means Amari's playing well. He's in uniform.
And they call Ezekiel Elliott's agent and say, we're good. Alfred Morris just ran for 100 yards. We're good.
And so they clearly won't win a Super Bowl without Zeke, but
they win the first three games.
They can win a couple of games to start the year without him.
Moving on. Rob Gronkowski has announced that he will announce something on August 27th. Mm. He will announce the next chapter of his life in a press conference. Jalen, quick guess. What do you think Rob Gronkowski is going to announce?
You ready?
I'm ready.
Rob Gronkowski is the new era version of The Rock. And he will be starring in the 2020 version of Animal House.
Wow. Have you ever seen Animal House?
I have.
Are you
John
lying?
Belushi.
Are you lying? Because you reference it a lot.
Yeah, because John Belushi.
What's the plot to Animal House?
Basically, it's a bunch of meatheads in a house drinking and partying and learning things about each other. I've seen the movie. It's one of the white movies I've seen growing up. I've seen it.
The Jalen and Jacoby Podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear. More driven. Jalen Rose, not everything in the world of sports and pop culture is worthy of discussion on a national television show.
We're not going to force topics.
So we let you decide what's worthy of discussion with a segment called...
We keep it moving.
If you want to talk about it, you say hit the brakes. If you don't, meet you and Method Man, jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
Red Sox pitcher Chris Sale broke a record. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I'm not as interested in Chris Sale's record today. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
The Patriots actually failed at something. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
They attempted to switch Danny Etling from quarterback to wide receiver. I thought it was going to work. They have a lacrosse player playing wide receiver. But guess what? It did not work. Etling was waived from the team. Jalen, what do you think about this?
Well, we can't say it didn't work. Maybe it's roster issues. They're trying to clear space for Josh Gordon if he gets cleared at some point of the season. We've seen them make multiple players transform positions and still be productive. Do not be surprised if there's an injury that they bring him back.
Mr. Etling gets a
phone
call.
They tend to do that with some of their players.
They're good at it. Moving on, Brittany Griner is not happy.
Hit the brakes.
Okay. Brittany Griner was suspended for 3 games because of her involvement in this kerfuffle. If you look under the basket, you can see Griner mixing it up. So here's what she did, though. She's upset because not only does she miss the 3 games, she misses those checks. And she's saying that she's unfairly been singled out by officials and by the league, and she has to pay fine after fine after fine. And the max salary to play in the WNBA is like $115,000. That's not the exact salary, but it's around that. She's upset about the fines. I think this is unfair. What do you think, Mr. Rose?
One of the major issues that the WNBA would need to figure is when a player of her stature can make the dollar figures that you just acknowledged to play in the WNBA, but make 7 figures to play overseas.
Mm-hmm.
As long as that dynamic exists, and it was really exposed by Diana Taurasi a few years ago by her deciding her choices and how she went about doing her business, there's going to always be this level of autonomy that the lady should have that says, as much as I love playing in your league, I'm kind of doing you a favor.
She said she's not playing for the money, and she said she's barely getting paid this summer because of all the fines and suspensions. She's basically like, I'm just doing this for the love, I guess? for the exposure? It's unfair. Moving on. We have more bad news for Serena Williams. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Serena?
Yep.
Hit the brakes.
Serena withdrew from the Western and Southern Open, citing a back injury. Jalen, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say this. Have we seen Serena win her last major tournament?
Of course not. Absolutely not. And I still appreciate her greatness when it needs to be on display. And she shows that here recently. But again, her dropping out of this tournament to me doesn't signal the end, because I've seen her be great this year already.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen her go away, have a baby, come back, and win a major. So you never know. Moving on, Cowboys defensive end Robert Quinn is upset. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
I would like to hit the brakes on this.
We're going to hit the brakes.
Because the Cowboys got a few players that's dealing with contractual situations.
He appealed his two-game suspension for a violation of banned substances.
What was the substance?
He disagrees with the denial. It was a, I don't have it in front of me, but it was a very hard word to say, something that is a masking agent for performance-enhancing drugs.
So that goes to your initial point. So somebody takes a masking agent and gets two games. Someone deflates footballs or do what Golden Tate did as it related to what he was taking, a fertility drug, and gets four games.
Don't worry, Jalen Rose. Jay-Z's going to fix all of this, okay? Jay-Z's going to fix all of this. Don't worry about it at all. Moving on, Pamela Anderson is involved with an athlete being let go by their team.
Hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this. Marseille, I believe I'm saying that right, Marseille soccer player Adil Rami. Marseille. I've been corrected in my ear. Marseille. Sorry, I don't speak French. Adil Rami is being let go by his team. He said he was injured. He could not participate with the team, but he went on a reality show and was mud wrestling. And this was after, while he was getting over his breakup from Baywatch star Pamela Anderson.
Fools fall in love?
What would you do if you were a GM of a team and your player said he couldn't play, but then was on a reality show mud wrestling?
I'll cut him so fast his head to spin.
How do you say it? Marseille?
Marseille.
Marseille. Merci beaucoup.
S'il vous plaît.
I love it when you speak French. What's s'il vous plaît mean?
That means you can't see me.
It means please. Moving on. A pair of Zion sneakers sold for $20,000.
Did you say Zion? Did you say Zion?
Yes, I said Zion.
You said Zion. Zion. Zion.
Yes,
hit the brakes.
Okay. So when I heard that Zion sneakers sold.
I love Zion.
When I heard that Zion sneakers sold for $20,000, which sneakers did you imagine that they were?
The ones that exploded.
But these aren't even those. These are ones that were worn in the Maui Invitational against San Diego State. Why are people buying Zion's game-worn sneakers for $20,000 when they're not even the ones that exploded?
Well, they're trying to anticipate Zion going on to becoming an all-time great on the floor, as well as salesman off of it. And that number can elevate or decline based on the Pelicans' record and his productivity.
If I'm spending $20,000 for shoes that Zion wore, they best have a hole in the side. That's all I know. They better have a hole in the side.
I agree.
Even if they're not the ones that blew up, just lie to me.
I agree.
Just lie to me. Wednesday, everybody. Welcome to the show. Wednesday is the day that we celebrate.
Hey, ladies!
The more intelligent, more responsible,
harder working, better looking, more disciplined,
just generally
more responsible,
superior,
better hands, better feet
of our species, the ladies. And we do so by taking only female voicemails, just like this one. Reg.
Hey, Jalen and Jacoby. Shout out Reg. Reg, this has to be like my eighth voicemail I've left, and you just are not putting me on. My name's Jamie Dorsey from Bakersfield, California. And I have a question for regional cultural. So my husband and I have been married for about we've been together for about 14 years. I look like Jacoby. My husband looks like Jalen. And I like to have dinner ready between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. However, my husband always throws a fit and says that's too early. He likes to have dinner about 7:30. And I always say, well, what about dessert? And he says people that look like him do not eat dessert. They eat dessert with their dinner. So I just want to know, is having dessert and eating at a certain time cultural or regional? Keep giving the people what we want. Next time Jalen is out, can we please have Michelle Beadle on as the co-host? she is amazing. I love her on the ABC NBA show. So can we get her on Jalen Jacoby? I heard her leave a voicemail once before with the Cultural Regional. So let's let her be a co-host. She does amazing. Thank you. Be blessed.
Jamie, big shout to you. First of all, Beatles the best.
Shout out.
Best on the planet. Love Beatles so much. She ain't waking up at 4 in the morning to work on the show.
Nope.
She ain't going to be on the air at 7 in the morning on the West Coast. But we'll ask her.
I always say get to know. We'll beg her when we go to L.A. to do
yeah,
the show.
Well, yeah, exactly. We'll do that.
But Beads is family, and I'm glad that you definitely
I want to make this
out.
Very clear.
Shout out.
Jamie, if you're preparing dinner, your man has no right to complain about when it is.
Nope.
If you're making the dinner, if he wants to have dinner at 7, 8 o'clock, you can make your own dinner. You can heat up the dinner that I made. But if you make the dinner, you decide when the dinner is. That's just a fact.
So, how long have you been in a committed relationship with your lovely wife?
Poof, 2002 to now, 17 years.
Did she say how long that they've been together?
14 years.
Okay.
Very similar.
So, yes, your point is valid. That if she decides to cook and eat at 6... and he doesn't want to eat until 7:30.
Eat it up later.
You got to throw it in the microwave.
Yeah.
But what you should have him do, because I hate this as somebody that cooks a lot, don't put my food in the microwave.
Nope.
Put it in the
oven. You put it in the
You're
oven.
Not respecting my food nope. if you put it in the microwave.
Microwaves, microwaves are if you're in a hurry. Like, I'll put some Chinese food in there. You know what I mean? But if you have like some lo mein, throw it in a pan, heat it up. Like, everything's better heated up
Correct.
Outside of the microwave.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
You know how many times I've Googled how a microwave works?
But here's what we can't get away from. What about microwave working?
I've Googled how a microwave works probably 10 times in my life. I still don't understand it.
Nope.
Can you explain to the people how a microwave works, Jalen Rose?
Nope.
Not perfectly, but I'll just say how the lights, the infrared, the rays are what make your food get hot fast?
Not really. It has something to do with heating up the water. Like, there's water in your food, and the microwave heats up the water.
Gosh.
I believe that's what happens. I have no idea, and I've Googled it many times. Secondly, this is one thing I want to talk. So, Cultural Regional, eating dinner early.
So, it's important to eat dinner together.
Yeah,
I don't want to get away from
that's
the
fair.
Point.
That's fair.
So, I know we joking about preparing it at 6 and that's when you like it, or 7:30. What I hear is a happy medium. How about y'all start to try to eat it like 6:45?
Yeah, 6:45. Split the difference. No big deal. Also, do
so
what eating
guys
at 6 is
eat together.
It's eating at 6. It's not cultural, it's not regional, it's not universal, it's not medicinal. Do you know what it is? Parental. Eating at 6 is parental. When you got kids, dinner starts creeping up earlier and earlier.
I got another word. Scheduling. A lot of time people get off work around 4 or 5.
Sure. Hungry.
So you get home at 6, you're hungry.
If you eat lunch at 2, you don't want to eat dinner at 6. If you eat lunch at noon, you
want to
eat dinner
but
at
6. But here's what she doesn't want. She doesn't want to be cooking and eating dinner at 6 and him going to happy hour from 6 to 7:30 and then coming home to have
dinner. That's why he wants to eat dinner at 7. That's why he wants to eat dinner at 7. He gets off at 5:30. He wants to stop somewhere, watch a little Jalen and Jacoby.
Want to go have him a couple.
Yeah, have a couple and then come home with a little smile.
And I got to address the dessert thing, too.
I'm glad you were going to bring that up because I want to talk about that as well.
Because I don't do dessert either.
Well, you're just not a sweets guy.
What?
You're not a sweets guy.
I'm not.
But that's you. That's personal. That's not cultural regional.
Correct.
But I like...
But I do adult beverages and I do wine. So to me, that services as my dessert.
I'll say this. I like a long break between my last bite of my dinner and my first bite of dessert. I want an hour. I want an hour and a half. You know, because I do eat early because I'm a dad. So I like to put the kids to bed. You know what I mean? Get everything settled. Sit down in front of my below deck Mediterranean.
You know, I was like, when you started that sentence...
Just don't.
That started to sound like a sexual experience.
Jalen Rose, do not.
Like, whoa.
Speaking of which, too hot don't mix food and sex.
No.
People trying to mix whipped cream and strawberries and chocolate syrup.
I love you.
Don't mix food and sex. Sex is great. Food is great. Food and sex don't belong together.
And I have to say this. By the way, do whatever you want to do. Do whatever floats your boat. Do whatever makes you happy.
Makes you happy.
Do whatever makes your partner happy. Like, we're not here to be the fun police, especially about sex. But I have to say this. This is really important.
What's up?
We talked yesterday about if we could get a lifetime membership to a chain restaurant.
Sure.
I'm not going to pick McDonald's.
Nope. You pick Morton.
It ain't that I don't eat McDonald's a
you
lot of times Morton. On the weekends.
You cheated.
And I love their sausages and I love their hot cakes.
You cheated.
But if I want to have a chain for the rest of my life, I want some steak and lobster. I want to be able to get some martinis. Okay. Now, that's the same thing as it goes back to this topic. Enjoy your bedroom behavior. Or in the living room, in the kitchen, the back porch, in the hot tub, in the bathtub, in the shower. Whatever you want to do. But keep the food in the kitchen.
Keep the food out of it.
Keep the food in the kitchen.
Keep the food out of it.
I'm seeing this stuff on social media. People got lettuce. And people got all of this stuff.
There's been some cucumbers.
Yes.
Controversy.
Cucumbers.
Recently.
You know.
Food belongs in the kitchen.
Yes. Allow your meal to be a part of the entertainment. And if you want that to be a little foreplay, then, you know, probably add to the fashion or the ambiance. You know, that type of thing. You know, get the candles, maybe get some Vicky Secrets or He Do What He Does or whatever. But keep the food in the kitchen. Okay? When you get done, especially the things that get cold. Like, if it belongs in the refrigerator, it definitely don't belong in the bed. Yo. Strawberries, they get an exception.
No exceptions. No exceptions.
I don't mean to use them physically. I just mean to use them aesthetically. You know, it's good to have them next to the bed, on the dresser, you know.
We ain't talking about rose petals here. We're talking about strawberries.
Well,
get fruit flies.
No.
They get rotten. You fall asleep. You got old strawberries laying on the dresser.
So maybe we're talking about a difference in philosophy that we may need to address.
Maybe not.
No, let's do it.
Maybe not.
Let's do it.
I'm about to get fired and divorced on this one.
And this is your IG.
I'm going to get fired and divorced.
That's what I like about this. This is
yours,
not mine.
I'm about to cut this off.
So I'm a little more flagrant on yours.
So
here's the line in the sand I want to draw.
Stop.
The line in the sand is this.
What it do, baby?
Of course, you can have things on the dresser, your beverages, maybe water or juice or tea. You have your... Don't underestimate some chocolate covered strawberries and some good old fashioned whipped cream. You gotta put that somewhere, Jacob. You gotta have it on the dresser.
No, you don't.
But here's when you don't. Here's when you don't. This is why I'm about to ask. Here's when you don't. If the performance is so fast that it won't matter.
Jalen.
That's when you don't.
Jalen.
Then you can just leave it in there. Refrigerator.
Can we address the most important part of Jamie's call?
Sure.
She called 8 times and didn't get on once. She called 8 times. She said it's the 8th voicemail she's left. Jamie said she left 8 voicemails. Now, there's a gentleman that works on this program named Reginald Hooks. Reginald Hooks.
Rich.
Shout out, Reg. You can find him on IG. You can find him on Twitter. He doesn't listen to all the voicemails. And we gave him specific instructions. If it's a cultural regional question, save it for the television show when we do a cultural regional segment. What's he doing? Putting cultural regionals in the pod.
How can a young lady call eight times when we're dying for people to call on Wednesday?
Call 985-80 Jalen and leave us a voicemail.
Right now.
Maybe Reg will put it on the show. Maybe Reg will put it on the show. Do you know why he didn't? You know why she probably had to call 8 times?
Why is that?
Because she probably didn't mention Reggie getting a raise or Reggie getting a mic. That's how you get in the show now.
It used to be
give Reggie a shout out. Now it's give Reggie a promotion, do his taxes, you know what I mean? Give him a ride to work.
And by the way,
say he needs a mic.
As it should be. Because if I was Reg and my voice was the board and my mug wasn't on television, I'd be doing the same thing. That's why I was the person that initiated, if you wanted to be on the pod, you got to shout out Reg. That was the motivation. So I would hope in her 8 calls, in defense of my brother, who turned me on to waves that spin. I have 1 or 2. He has like 15 or 16. Then she got to shout him out. So I hope that happened.
Shout out.
Jamie. Thank you so much for the call.
We appreciate the love, Jamie. We appreciate the support.
Yep. We are taking all female voicemails here on Women's Wednesday.
Hey, ladies!
to the next voicemail.
Hi, Jalen, Jacoby. Big, big fan of the show. My name is Jada, and I'm from Houston, Texas. I have a cultural or regional question. Is it cultural or regional to mix your scrambled eggs with grits? And also, shout out, Reg.
Shout out.
Bye.
Jada from Houston wants to know, is it cultural or regional to mix your scrambled eggs with grits? That is definitely regional. Anything involving grits is regional.
What? I agree.
Grits regional. Are very regional. What?
Grits
food.
Are regional in itself.
You know what?
As a Midwesterner that spends a lot of time in the South, I eat a lot of grits. And I purposely said the S-O-U-F, the South.
Question. I just realized this. I have no idea what grits are. What? I don't know what are they, wheat? Are they corn? I have no idea what grits are made of. I love them.
I anticipate that they're a little bit of both.
So you just say, I don't know. It's okay.
No, I think it's okay. A little bit of both.
Okay. Well, the producer's going to look up what grits are and tell me in my ear, but I have a question for you. It's very important. How do you prefer your grits to be served?
Well, usually if I'm eating grits, that means I'm also eating eggs and or some breakfast meat.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can be served together. Eventually they're going to get mixed in one way, shape or form, directly or indirectly. We all going down the same place.
Grits is a food made a dish of boiled cornmeal.
Yeah.
Huh. Didn't know that. Grits are made of corn. I like my grits with just butter, but I this is cheating, but I love shrimp and grits.
Oh yeah.
I love like a nice like Louisiana shrimp and grits with the Cajun seasoning and everything. Woo. God, rest in peace. My mother-in-law,
shout out.
Denise, made the best shrimp and grits I've ever had in my whole entire life. Thank you so much for the call, Jada, in Houston. Appreciate you. That's right, I called it Houston. That's what we call it in New York. Let's listen to another female voicemail.
Hi, Jalen and Jacoby. It's Patty from Seattle. Bring back our Sonics. I have a question for Jalen. Jalen, is swimming in basketball shorts regional or cultural?
Thank you for the call. Appreciate the love.
Shout out to you, Patty.
Swimming in basketball shorts is 100% cultural.
No, oh, no, no.
It is. I'm going to tell you why.
No, no.
Hip-hop culture.
Okay, okay. I'll buy that.
Okay, which blurs color lines. There are people who embrace it and embody it like yourself that look like you.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people that also look like you that don't.
So hit the don't get fired topic of the day, Reg.
Oh, Reg's a little bit slow on the button today.
And now, the don't get fired topic of the day.
You know why I stopped wearing basketball shorts when I swim? You can walk out of the pool, walking up the stairs or climbing up the ladder, look down. You can straight up see my junk. Like and it just sticks right to you. Like, you can just straight up see it. I remember looking down, I was in the pool. I looked down, I was like, there's kids around here. I think I'm breaking the law right now. This is indecent exposure. From then on, I started going swimsuits only.
Is that a humble brag on your junk?
No. That's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying, like, it was really, you know the fabric. You don't act like you've never swum.
I was just asking.
In like some thin silky basketball shorts.
No,
like,
you said what I do.
It's there.
You use one
it's
of the
there.
Words I do.
And here's what you do is when anyone you've ever seen wearing basketball shorts get out of the pool, what's the first thing they do? They got to pull it away from their junk to get it unstuck. That's why I started wearing swimsuits.
Well,
I'm grown. I'm not trying to violate young children's eyeballs.
Well, here's why.
All I care about is my nipples.
They become all purpose. So like if you say you're at a hotel, you need to be standing at the front desk.
Okay.
Have on your basketball shorts.
Sure.
Say that you want to jump in and out of the vehicle or run on and off.
Sure.
Whatever you're doing. They all purpose. Want to jump in the pool.
Oh, they're pajamas too? They're basketball shorts and pajamas?
They're all purpose.
Basketball shorts you go to the store in. Basketball shorts you can play in. Basketball shorts, if you get the right pair, you can even go out with some basketball shorts.
They're all purpose.
One thing you can't do though, can't go to the strip club in basketball shorts. You cannot do that. Don't even talk about it. Let's just move on.
Well.
Don't do it, Jalen.
I know.
Don't do it, Jalen Rose. Don't do it. Stop yourself. This is the don't get fired topic of the day. I don't want you to get fired. I love this show. I don't want you to get canceled. I've got 3 young children. I need to provide for them.
This is easy.
For whatever you're about to say, don't say it.
This is easy.
Don't say
because
it.
First off, strip clubs probably don't allow people to wear shorts.
Don't do it. They shouldn't.
But I think they do. How can... I've been to Texas. I've been to Florida. I've been to Georgia.
Jalen, be
and
careful.
I've seen adults in these establishments with shorts on.
Reggie, hit the brakes. I got three kids. I can't get this show canceled.
But the
we're
one, out.
We're done. Let's give people what they want. But no buts. No but ifs, ands, or buts. No. Cut his mic. I'm unplugging.
The one thing 50% of the people at the strip club all have in common.
Oh, no.
Oh, you ready for this?
Oh, no.
I'm going to take you deeper into the box score.
Edit this out, Reg.
50% of the men at the strip club have this in common.
Oh, no.
Jogging pants.
What?
I hope we don't get canceled.
They do. What?
I want to thank all of our female voicemail leavers. Thank you so much. I also want to thank Reg for listening to some percentage of the voicemails. You never really can tell. Jamie called eight times and finally got on the pod.
Do you think that definitely she called eight times and shouted him out each time?
That definitely means that Reggie's not listening to the voicemail.
You think she shouted him out
every
time?
Please leave us a voicemail, 985-80-JALEN. Really, I just want you to leave a voicemail to see if Reggie listens to him. Because we'll see. We'll see. We are preempted for the next few days. We'll be back on Tuesday with another dope pod to step to. Why is that, KRS?
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.
Got to give the people.
My little guys. I love
what it do, baby.
Yeah.